Hello, and welcome to the third installment of Let's Make a Monster, part of the Final Girls Horror Cast, the special monthly episode where we steal one of my non-horror loving friends and force them to watch a horror movie in hopes that we can turn them to the dark side. I'm Amy.
And I'm Carly.
Today we have with us our newest victim and my coworker slash work husband, Tolly.
Hi!
Tolly's not actually a man, I just call her my work husband.
That's what she thinks.
Surprise
your penis. So I've been talking all week on Twitter, Tolly, about you coming on the show because I've been so excited about it, and I know Tolly or Carly's known that I'm very excited about you coming on the show.
Oh yeah,
I'm basically terrified.
Tolly, of everyone that I've had on so far, Tolly dislikes horror movies the most.
Fact.
She also doesn't watch movies, period, let alone horror movies.
I watch quality television.
Okay, why don't you tell the lovely people at home what kind of quality television you watch?
Yeah, what kind is that?
I like documentaries, specifically about the housewives of different counties around the United States. Some may reside in New York, possibly New Jersey, my favorite in
Atlanta.
The OC, Atlanta, of course. But my newest obsession in documentary is Married at First Sight.
It's on. You're the worst. So you like crappy reality TV shows?
No, I like genuine quality reality TV shows. Okay. I also like Big Brother and Survivor.
Yeah, of course.
Of course. And terrible sitcoms.
What was the last movie you saw?
In the theater?
No, just in general.
The Peanuts movie.
The Peanuts movie. Okay. And how many children do you have?
Two.
Two. It's always a mom.
I am. I'm so sorry.
Okay, so why don't you tell us a little bit about why you don't like horror movies?
They scare the crap out of me, and I can't sleep at night, and then I have to watch the Disney Channel to be able to fall asleep at night because I am afraid something will attack me, get me, crawl into my house, or kill me.
Okay, all of those things, or just sometimes one or
both? All of those things at the same time.
At once.
They get in my head, and it makes me, like, I have bad dreams, and I don't sleep well, and it usually lasts me too long, and the recovery process from a horror movie is much too long.
Okay, so question, when you're watching the horror movies, do you enjoy it?
No. Okay, that's not true. It's been a really long time since I've seen a horror movie. I think the last horror movie I saw was probably, like, The Hills Have Eyes or something.
Yeah, you've seen particularly scary horror movies.
Is that
which is really kind of funny because everyone we've had on Let's Make a Monster has seen like really scary, genuinely scary horror movies. I'm like, well, that's not a place to start. Like, that's like where you go.
But that's all I know.
Those are usually the big movies though.
Right.
You know, like The Ring and
I've
Texas
seen the Ring.
Chainsaw Massacre.
I don't think I've seen that.
You told me you saw the original Texas.
Oh, probably the original one.
I made Tolly borrow Pulp Fiction.
It's
like
scary. I don't
over
see it.
A year ago, and she told me she won't watch it because it's too scary, and I refuse to take my DVD back until she watches it. It's been sitting in her house for over a year.
I genuinely think it's a terrifying
movie.
It's
not scary.
And I've never even seen my
DVD.
It's
so
either.
Good.
It's scary. It's just really good. And it doesn't matter. I just keep saying the same things.
I'm genuinely not convinced. I think like the lighting of the pictures, the memes I've seen, which are definitely accurate depictions of the actual movie.
Of course.
I think that's too dark.
Tolly.
I didn't see any puppies or unicorns or candy. I didn't see anybody laughing.
You need candy involved.
I didn't see any naked people.
What if I give you candy and you watch it?
I don't think that'll happen.
And we didn't open the Prosecco.
We have to
that soon.
We'll do that while we watch the movie.
Yeah. Okay. So you had a few requirements before we decided to do this. You had very strict rules. You're like, I will do this only if. And would you like to tell the good people at home what your rules were?
I don't remember them.
No. Rules for me.
My rules for you for picking the movie. Yes. Yeah. No kids, because that freaks me out. I can't have anything, like, real.
Well, actually, first you said, no kids getting hurt.
Oh, yeah. No kids getting hurt.
And then you said, just no kids.
Because, like, I feel like if there's kids in the movie, even if there's, like, not scary stuff going on with the kids, I'm like, oh, the kid's going to be traumatized when they walk in that house or insert scary item here.
But is that like a symptom of motherhood?
Yes, because before then I could give two shits about kids.
Okay.
I had
you just automatically picture your children.
No, any kids, because I'm like, oh, they probably are gonna have the hardest saddest life in the whole world after that.
It's a symptom of motherhood.
We're going to go with it.
Yeah.
What else? It couldn't be anything too, like, relatable, right?
Like, you didn't want ghosts.
Yes, no ghosts. So, I do creepy things, like, I don't know. How do we describe it?
Tully's a very spiritual person when it comes to ghosts and things of that nature. So, she doesn't want anything relatable to that.
So, like, Paranormal Activity?
Right.
Don't ever think that that would be an acceptable
movie. Oh, that's
what
we're going to watch.
I'm not.
We have to
start over.
Reconfigure.
So I'll tell you what our movie is. Today we are watching Creep.
Never heard of it.
I know you haven't.
Okay.
It's a found footage movie.
Never heard
so
of it.
So it's kind of similar to like a reality show.
You absolutely get me.
Like there's no like you know who's filming the movie and you know like they have the camera and they're a part of the movie.
So Blair Witch Project. I've seen that.
Kind of, but not.
Okay.
But
I'm
yeah,
not going to get
motion. But yeah, same idea.
It's okay, the same type footage. Of filming. Yes, okay. But there's no shaky cam things happening.
Okay.
It's also only has two people in it. They're both men.
Shut your mouth. There's only two people?
In the whole movie.
This is much like WALL-E.
They are both the writers and the stars of the movie, and the director is one of them.
Shut up.
So,
okay.
So it's only two dudes, the whole movie.
Is there any nudity?
No.
Damn it.
Well, yes, actually, there is.
Kind of.
Yeah, there is.
But I don't think you see any
I don't think you see
genitals.
Any peen, but,
okay.
But you definitely, there is someone naked.
I'm a little bit of a butt person. I like the
I don't know if you see his butt. We'll find out.
Okay,
we'll find out.
So, Mark Duplass, who you know, you don't know his name, but you know him because you like The League.
I love The League.
He's in The League.
Which guy is he in The League?
He's the... let me pull him up for you.
Okay. I love him.
Yes.
Love him.
So I picked this because he's in it. So even if you get scared, you can always think, oh, that's just the guy from The League.
What's his name in League?
I
need to know.
Forget.
I know. I'm the worst.
I'm going to have to edit this out now.
No, it's fine. Oh, right here.
Pete.
Go ahead.
Eckert?
Pete Eckert.
Yes.
Yeah, he's Pete Eckert.
Okay.
In The League.
Got it.
He's also on The Mindy Project.
I don't think I knew that.
Midwife who works in the office above her in the earlier seasons.
Oh, okay. I don't think I've watched it.
He also dates her for like a minute on the show.
Yes, I have seen an episode of that.
So I figured if you get scared, you at least have some memories of him being funny and happy.
Is this like boo scary?
It's more boo scary than anything else.
Okay. I think I can handle that.
I know you can. That's why I picked it.
I love you.
Okay. So usually I don't do this part till after, but because you're so scared, I decided to do it before and explain why I picked it for you.
Okay.
So it has a kind of reality show element to it.
Okay.
With the found footage part.
Okay.
And then it has someone you're familiar with and think they're funny. So
yes.
If you get scared, you can focus on that.
Is he funny in this movie?
No.
I'm going to have a very hard time.
He's a creep.
He's a creep.
It's going to ruin him
for
me.
No, shut up, Tully. You're watching the movie.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, so no more questions for Tully. For those of you listening and want to watch along with us, Creep is now streaming on Netflix. Please feel free to watch along with us, and there will be some spoilers after the break, so be prepared for that. No more talk. Let's turn off the lights and see if we can make Tully a monster. See you in a little bit, Carly.
All right.
All right, we are leaving the flatlands, and we are heading up towards the mountaintop. The ad said $1,000 for the day, filming services. Discretion is appreciated.
A yellow door. I'm realizing that no one knows I'm here.
Hi. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to scare you.
I'm assuming you're Aaron.
Yeah, I'm Aaron. Nice to meet you.
Joseph. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This is going to be a good day.
So the reason I've hired you is because I have terminal brain cancer, and I want you to film me to make a video diary for my unborn son.
You ready for this?
Okay. Joseph.
This is called an adventure.
Woo-hoo!
We don't know exactly where we're going, but I have a feeling. When you
follow those feelings, great things can happen. Don't ever forget that.
Joseph?
There was about 2 seconds there where it looked like you wanted to kill me.
Joseph, I think I'm gonna head back. You see my keys?
One drink, okay? Bottoms up.
You need to get out of that house right now.
Joseph. Joseph.
Why do you look scared? Don't be scared. It'll all be over soon.
And we're back from watching Creep. And Tali is still here, and she has survived a horror movie.
Yay!
I didn't die!
You're still here!
Yay!
How are you feeling?
I didn't know horror movies could do that.
Could do what? Just be fun?
Kind of.
Yeah.
I didn't hate it.
That's really exciting that you didn't hate it.
I know. And Pete, that's not his name.
But Pete Joseph from The League.
Is Pete from The League.
Yes.
If Pete from The League was in a horror movie, that's exactly how he would act.
Yeah.
And it's a 100% accurate. So he stayed in character, and that makes me very happy.
He did not, but...
Yeah, because he's a little bit of a creeper in the show, too.
Is he? Yeah, he is a little bit,
he's
I
a
guess.
Little bit of a creeper.
It's been a while since I've watched The League.
Yeah.
Yeah. Carly, you've seen that before, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I wasn't really sure when I picked it for you. It wasn't originally a movie I think I would have picked for you, but because you gave me so many rules, I like kind of wanted to do a found footage movie for you because I thought you would like it because it's like the closest you're going to get to a reality show.
I don't know what that means, but I think you did well.
Yes, you do. You know what that means.
Found footage?
Yeah. Like,
oh, the first person shooter?
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever it's called.
Like they found the footage.
Oh, yeah.
And then that's...
I liked it because I was, okay, so I was scared at the beginning and genuinely, like, I could feel myself having anxiety.
Yeah.
Because I was, like, anticipating how it was going to be a scary movie.
Yeah.
Or whatever, and it wasn't until the end.
Right.
And by that time, I was already desensitized to it being a scary movie that I wasn't even scared.
Yeah.
Like, I only jumped, like, twice at the first, like, two things, and then once I realized that that's what this movie did, I was fine.
Because you're not afraid of jump scares.
No.
You're more afraid of, like, what's happening.
Yeah, it's like the stuff that gets in your head. Like, if the movie started in the middle when Aaron was, like, filming himself and showing you, like, okay. And then creepy stuff started to happen and he didn't know where it came from. I'm out.
Yeah.
That scares me. But, like, I knew Joseph. Duh, of course he was going to have your address. He took your keys and clearly looked at your wallet, dude.
Yeah.
So, I was okay with it.
She was ready for it.
She was.
I was ready for it. I was getting a little pissed off at Aaron, though. I'm like.
Yeah, you were.
Yeah.
You were verbally upset at Aaron.
I was. I was Team Joseph by the end. I'm not going to lie.
She did say, I'm Team Joseph.
I love that. That's amazing.
Because he turned everything into weird pop culture.
But it's a reality movie,
yeah,
right?
Sure.
That really happened, right?
Yeah, it really happened in real life.
He deserved to die. I'm sorry.
So a little background about this movie is that the two dudes that are starring in it are the creators of the movie. The man who played Aaron is, his name is...
Patrick Bryce.
He's
the director.
He's the director. And him and Mark Duplass basically wrote just an outline for this movie. Everything is ad-libbed.
There's
no script at all in this movie. So...
I don't even think they knew it was going to be a horror movie until...
They
started showing it to people.
It was originally supposed to be a comedy.
Shut up.
And then they were like, this will do better as a horror movie.
Serious?
And it's actually, like, pretty popular in the horror community. Like, a lot of people like this movie, and they are actually making a sequel that'll be out next year.
It's going to be a trilogy. There's going to be
three. Yeah.
What? So exciting. Creepy and Creeper.
Creepiest. I want to see the other endings.
Yeah, there's alternate endings.
Shut up.
They filmed like a bunch of different ones.
Yeah.
So I dig that I genuinely laughed during it too. Like, I obviously know it's not a comedy, but you can totally tell like it's ad lib. Like when he was like running through the forest, picking up the field mice and bopping them on the head, and he's like,
None of that happened.
It kind of did though. You obviously weren't watching very closely.
You didn't see the field mice.
I missed the field mice.
But like when he was like hiding and then boo, scary. Like, I don't know. You can just kind of tell that it was like they were feeding off each other and like playing off each other, you know? And like when he was like running up the stairs and like winded, I was like, I wonder if he's really winded or if they said you should be winded right now.
Yeah.
Or he told himself he should be winded.
Yeah, so this was just kind of like a fun project for them, right? Like, it wasn't, I don't think they were expecting it to become what it's become. And I don't know, I tweeted something like saying that I really enjoyed Creep and I thought Mark Duplass was super creepy in it and like did a really great job. And he liked my tweet and I was really excited about it.
All right.
So stupid to be excited about it. But I think that he genuinely like really appreciates that the movie has become what it's become and he gets to do a sequel, because he was tweeting when they decided to do a sequel and showing pictures and stuff and pictures of peach fuzz and stuff like that.
I may watch it.
Yeah,
the sequel.
I am really excited about it.
That's awesome.
Excited about it.
Yeah, it's gonna be great, I think.
Yeah, I'm stoked that you liked it.
I
really can't believe that you did. Like, I really was expecting you to hate it.
I basically am shocked right now. But I really love that Aaron has that, like, tall guy with the short shirt thing going on.
Yeah.
Makes me happy.
He's so tall. He's so tall.
He has like the skinniest little legs.
Right? His boxer shorts are so short.
Yeah, but it's just because he's so tall.
Yeah, right? It's just because he's so tall.
And I basically am in love with that.
Yeah.
I thought the same thing while he was, like, running around his kitchen. I was like, he's got the skinniest little legs.
Right? Yeah.
He really does. He totally does.
But I'm in a short, guys, so the tall thing doesn't do it for me. I just like the fact that the bottom of his short of a shirt meets the top of his shorts.
Yeah.
Really enjoy
You appreciate that.
That? Well, yeah, like if he lifted up his arms, you definitely see the midriff.
It's not something you see often.
It's not, actually, if I can be honest. I don't see the midriff very often.
No, not too much. So, Carly, is this your second time watching it?
Yes.
Upon second viewing, do you feel any differently?
I love the foreshadowing when he's like, when you saw that axe, did you think I was gonna kill you with it?
Yeah.
Right.
I was like, ha ha, he is.
Yeah, I thought this was like, I thought this might work because it's not very gory and there's not a ton of buildup. It's just like some creepy things happen and then all of a sudden he's dead.
Right.
Yeah.
But I basically hate the sister.
Yeah.
Because you know she knows what's up, and she's totally like, does. You should probably go.
She tried to help him out.
Yeah, but no, bitch, turn your brother in. Don't be a douche.
Well, she's not going to do that.
She should probably do that.
She's trying to control the situation that is uncontrollable. But do you know that, I mean, she might not know to the extent of what is happening.
I mean, he's got movies, but Aaron has a heart, and I very much appreciate that.
Yeah, he really loved Aaron.
I also very much loved Aaron until he became a dumbass.
Yeah.
Then he really should have just listened to his instincts.
Right.
He wanted to get out of there the whole time and he should have just gotten out of there.
But I can tell you I can relate to Aaron.
Yeah.
Because when he's like, no, you should just stay. I'm like, I would totally stay.
Yeah.
I felt
that way the first time I watched the movie for sure.
Right? Now, if that ever happened.
I wouldn't. I think I'd be an asshole. I think I'd be like,
oh, you totally
no,
be a dick.
I'm going to go. I don't want to stay.
Yeah, you'd full on
I
be a dick.
I hate everything about this. I'm leaving.
Yeah.
I'm out. You're weird. I'm out.
You creeped me out and I'm done. I love like the bathroom, the tub scene being like right up front and center and being like one of the first scenes of the movie because it's. Because he tells you this heartwarming story about
right?
how he has an unborn child. And I was like, oh, this is tugging at Tully's
heartstrings. I know, and I'm like, I hate it because I'm like, if he pulls this kid card the whole movie, I'm out.
No, and he totally doesn't. I actually forgot that he did that because I was like, oh,
this might
not be Tully's favorite. My cat is freaking out running around the house right now. But then I realized, like, oh, that's going to die down soon and she'll get over it.
Yeah, it was fine, especially since there was a peen tease. I was okay
there
with
was
it.
There was a peen tease. You see some, like, pubic hair.
You see a lot of it.
Yeah.
Right? He needs to shave that shit. There's something called grooming. I just recommend it.
It wasn't that bad. Just like normal.
Oh. I guess it's probably true. I'm like a little more butt
learning
next
things
time.
About Danny Vaughn right now.
Can you tweet to him or whatever and tell him a little more butt next time? Yeah. I really
Mark
love
Duplass.
The butt. Yes, I love butt.
I will. I mean, we're BFFs now on Twitter, basically. So no problem there. I really do love him. Like, I love almost everything I've seen him in. He's been in a bunch of, like, independent movies, too. And I like him a lot.
I basically have only ever seen him in two things, and he's the same person in both, minus the murder part. He doesn't do that in the League.
The murder.
He doesn't murder anyone in the League.
No, but he can be that creepy in the League. So
he can be
fine.
Kind of creepy.
He's
in the
creeper.
Yeah.
Not
well, no,
like,
he's not.
Well, he's not going. Okay, Taco's
no,
a weirdo.
Taco's not the creeper.
Andre's the creeper.
Rafi's the creeper.
Oh, yeah, no. Rafi's the worst. He's the worst.
He's so creepy. I love Jason Mantzoukas. Yeah, we're getting really off topic right now. This is not Welcome to the League podcast.
Sounds like
I think it is
crazy in the League.
It's kind of true.
That's true. Except the wife. What's her name? Jenny. Jenny's not a creeper.
She has her moments.
She can be a creeper.
They're all kind of fucked up.
Maybe it's I just relate a little bit more to them.
Maybe. Possible.
But wait, the cabin was a rental.
Maybe.
It looked because it looked very similar. Or maybe I'm putting it in my head.
I don't think he owns that house.
Probably not.
No.
No, because even the sister was like, give me your address. Where are you?
That's true.
Because when he said, oh, I'm at the house at blah, blah, blah. And she's like, where? I don't know what that is.
Well, and I wrote down because I took notes.
You took two notes.
Three.
Okay.
Took three notes.
One of them was a drawing of his butt.
Fact. And the other note was.
You should upload that.
I will.
And the
it's
other
gonna be the picture for this episode.
I love it.
Tubby time.
This one has to be titled Tubby Time.
Okay.
Thank you.
I agree. But the other note was, why are there no family pictures in the cabin?
Probably
this was early.
Yeah.
No, well, because it's a rental. But it was early in the thing, and I'm like, because once I know where, like, it's a creepy movie, and I'm supposed to, like, or it's a suspense movie, or it's a figure it out movie, whatever, I like try to figure it out first, and then it makes it less scary for me.
Okay.
So the whole time I'm like, wait, something's up because there's no family pictures of Hay and his wife.
Yeah.
And his wife never calls. I'm like, why isn't that hussy texting him and being like, where are you?
Yeah.
Why was
it? Yeah.
I thought it was weird when he was like, hey, like these pictures, these paintings of these bears, me and my dad did. That's not something like people do with their parents.
No.
They all paint bears together.
Me and my dad paint bears.
Right?
Together.
And then he's like, and I raped my wife. And I'm like, you said she really liked it. So here's the thing. Don't be a weirdo.
I thought it was weird when he was talking about raping his wife and then he said that he went down to the 99-cent store and bought that mask. I'm like, that mask is very expensive.
Yeah. What 99-cent store do you go to?
But
no
I want to go there too.
Yeah. I do. I want that mask.
I know, right? They may have jars there for like three for 99
cents. Yeah. Mason jars?
Yes!
Do you really want mason jars?
I love mason jars. In all different sizes.
Yeah, of course. What did you think of Peach Fuzz?
So the song, I very much enjoyed it.
Yeah, the dance.
I did.
The song and dance.
I definitely was really figuring that was an ad lib. Like I'm making up this song as you go. And
totally
it made me
was.
So happy.
There's no way that was planned out.
Not a chance. And it was amazing. He did a fantastic job. Although at the end he should have said have it and he should have rhymed because it would have gone a lot.
I didn't remember it. Why don't you reenact it for us?
Peach, but I don't remember it. But I just remember having that thought.
Yeah.
Something that stuck.
It didn't rhyme.
But he didn't, like, Peach Fuzz when he's like, no, this is a happy kids thing. I was like, no, that's a big fat lie.
That's a really scary mask.
It is a scary mask.
Yeah.
You look like the big bad wolf.
When you first saw the mask, did it scare you?
No. It did not scare me. When he was like, and I was like, that's just a mask.
So the funny thing is when I first watched this movie, I jumped so many times.
I did twice.
In the beginning that I had to stop and go back to it.
Shut up!
Yeah, because it was too jumpy for me. I don't like a lot of jump scares.
Oh, see, I don't mind it.
Especially when they're cheap jump scares. There's a lot of cheap jump scares in this movie.
Yeah,
it's like Allmark just going, bah!
Yeah,
it's basically all cheap jump scares, and like I just, if it's too much and I'm like really long shots where you know something's gonna jump out soon, I'm like, I can't, I need to fast forward to the jump part.
But see, that made it funny, which yeah. made it easy for me to watch.
But see, I knew, see, that's why I would never normally pick this for you, but then I was like, I need to get in Tali's head.
Yes,
this is the kind of thing she can handle.
I can handle,
which
it.
Is funny because it's like the one thing that I just, if it's too much of it, I can't do it.
That's so funny. So pick the movies you don't ever right. want to watch, and then I'll
well, this
watch
one's not, it's not that this, I don't think this movie's scary. I just knew that it was just going to keep getting me.
Yeah, I just knew
that the jump scares were just going to keep going. And I hate them. But it doesn't, the second time around, it was not at all. I don't know if I was just in a weird place when I watched it. Like, it might have just been really late by myself.
The lights could have been that. Off.
Well, I watch a lot of horror movies by myself late at night. And sometimes during the day, they're completely different. And I'm like, why was I scared of that? That was stupid.
And then you have sleep terrible and have bad days at work. It's just so weird.
No, I don't really do that.
Oh.
I don't really have nightmares anymore. I've been good.
I don't think I had. No.
I don't really have that. I used. There was definitely a period of time where I had nightmares all the time, but I haven't really in like over a year.
Yeah, it has been about a year.
Yeah.
I'm impressed with your face.
Carly?
Yeah.
Thoughts?
Did you. I like laughed. Did you laugh or were you scared the first time you saw it, the last jump scare that happened? Like, at the very end.
Oh, when, where he jumps in the camera.
He jumps in the camera, and then he turns the camera around and is like, rah!
Yeah. I didn't get that. Like, I was confused.
I didn't either.
That.
I, like, totally started, especially this time, I totally started laughing, and I thought it was over. I forgot about the whole, and, the, like, the last part of the movie.
I don't remember. I don't know if I turned it off after he put the axe in his head. Like, I'm pretty sure I turned it off after that. I don't remember any of that ending.
Yeah.
It seemed like when they did, like, the tile scene, like, when it was the tile floor or whatever afterwards, I was like, oh, that's it. That's the end of it.
Yeah.
And then it went on to something else, and I was like, oh.
I did like the ending, though, and I don't remember it. So I'm thinking I didn't watch it the first time.
Yeah, that's kind what of, I was thinking, too.
I might have turned it off right after the axe part, because I don't even remember him going into the camera going, ah! At the very
that
end.
Just made me laugh
which was so,
hard. So
stupid. I totally was like, that's dumb.
I was like, oh, that's interesting.
It's an interesting choice.
No, but definitely, I can definitely see how it might have been construed as or thought of as being a comedy when they first started making it.
Yeah.
For sure.
But then they just edited it to be scary. Have you, Tali, have you ever seen those YouTube videos that are like, make.
Oh my god, the Mary Poppins one is my
so scary.
Favorite.
It's so good. I have to
they
show
made
you.
Mary Poppins look absolutely terrifying.
They do. And the Mary Pop, it's called Scary Mary, right?
I don't remember, but it's
called
my,
Scary
it's definitely
Mary.
The best they, one.
It really is. I'll have to show you.
So it's like, scary.
They make comedies and children's movies look like horror movies just by making a trailer for it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll have to look them up.
It's pretty fun. It's so good. It really is. Because you're like, that's Mary Poppins. Okay. She's
like,
terrifying.
Oh my god, these have legitimately been a horror film.
Yeah. So it's, I mean, if and when you're making found footage movies, I feel like there's just hours and hours and hours of footage. Like, just tons of footage. Isn't there, like, a million hours of footage from the Blair Witch Project that people are trying to get released?
Oh god, yeah.
Yeah, so it's, because that was days of just filming constantly.
They must have so much footage.
There's a lot of footage for Blair Witch.
I almost got seasick in this.
There was a little bit of shaky cam. I don't remember that the first time. But it's mostly when they're in the woods.
In the woods and running, yeah. Is when it kind of got, I was like, okay, I don't know if I can look away or if I can find, like, the horizon.
And I was really impressed because you didn't hide behind your hands even once.
Not.
I was really expecting that.
It wasn't that kind of movie, though.
No.
You know?
No.
It wasn't, like, scary, nasty face jumping out at you.
No, it wasn't.
You
there
know?
Was no scary, nasty face.
No.
Zero.
I loved when Mark Duplass wakes up from being drugged and, like, puts on the mask and is, like, in front of the door and just starts, like, rubbing his butt on the
yes!
door.
Yes!
I'm like, what's going on here?
I know. I'm like, is he, like, trying to coax him into sexy time or...
A little bit, maybe. A little bit.
I mean, he's into that bestiality kind of stuff. We saw that earlier.
His wife was.
AKA his sister.
AKA who has the same name as his sister. We don't know that.
I'm going to say
he basically just lies about everything.
He's definitely not married.
We don't know
anything. Incest is best.
The only thing we know about him is that he has a sister and he has very many videotapes.
Well, you've heard sister wife. So could be the same.
He's murdered a lot of people, it looks like.
I think so. I'm really excited for the sequel now. Because
I just want to know.
Yeah.
What's the sequel supposed to be? Do we know?
We don't know anything.
We don't know anything.
They don't have any plot or anything up, but we do know it's supposed to be a trilogy. That's all we know. And we know that Mark Duplass is in it.
So is it just the two of them again?
Well, he's dead. Aaron's dead.
Oh, that's right. But wait, then how is he in it again? That's both, weird.
Right. He's not.
Oh.
But Mark Duplass is in it.
Because he's the murderer.
The guy I love. But yeah. The Aaron guy, not
Aaron
in it.
Aaron's out.
I think he's still the director, though.
But Aaron's will always be Mark Duplass's favorite.
Because he has hearts on his DVD.
Because he didn't turn around before he axed him.
Yeah, why didn't he? Like, it's weird.
I was like, he was behind him for a long time.
Right?
There's no way that you don't feel that.
Yeah, right? Like, when he was sleeping and cut a piece of his hair, which, P.S., I am convinced that the hair of his victims is the hair on Peach Fuzz. Just saying.
It doesn't look like it.
It's not. No. But I think it would make a very lovely
I would be
added.
Into it.
Yeah.
Right? I would be into it if that was the case.
I'm game.
So Patrick Bryce is the director for Creep 2.
They need to come up with a better name.
Well, they're not. So just deal with it.
Yeah. Maybe you should tweet your friends about that.
It should be creepier.
Yeah, I'll just.
You think? No, it can't be any more creepy.
It's definitely going to be creepier.
Like,
this was creepy by accident. I think it's going to be scarier, for sure.
I'm not sure I'm going to watch it.
I think it might be gorier.
I'm okay
with
gore.
We'll watch it first, and then we can decide whether you can watch it.
Yes.
No, I think you should just come with me to see it, because it's going to be in theaters.
Do you think so? Will it be in the theater by my house?
We'll just go after work.
Yeah, oh, that's fair.
It's a whole thing. Tali has very strict regulations for how she goes out, not during work hours.
Yeah, I don't like to leave my house.
Or your little bubble.
My bubble. I literally like
your town.
Yeah, I like my town.
Yeah, you're weird.
I know, right?
Mm-hmm.
I could be in a movie.
No.
No.
Yeah, no.
No, not so much. No. So where did Aaron get that aspirin from?
No, it was Benadryl.
Benadryl. He got it from maybe the medicine cabinet in the house.
He probably was like, hold on, I have to take a poop. And then he like rummaged through to see. But wait, it's a rental. You don't have Benadryl in a rental.
No, I'm thinking.
You could if it was like an Airbnb or something.
Was it a rental? He didn't have a rent.
They said it was a rental.
Oh, in the house? That's just
Aaron,
how it works.
When Aaron was on the phone with the police, he was like, he said it was a rental.
Oh,
he was he took me to this house, but when I looked it up afterwards, it's just a rental.
Oh, okay.
So, we're going to need to have Mark fill that in. Can you tweet him?
Yeah, I'll let him know.
Where'd they get the Benny?
Yeah.
Where'd it come from?
And then the weirdest part, I think, is when Aaron is, they're having pancakes, and Aaron is telling him about his pee detector test.
Yes!
That doesn't exist,
that has to be part of the comedy. That had to be part of the comedy. Because he was like, pulled out of his ass and just kept on going. And kudos to you for not just bursting into laughter while you're telling
that
story.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
I was laughing.
Kinds of bedwetting things, but they are like alarms that hook onto your shorts, not through the wrist, under the armpit.
Yeah, why would it go all the
like,
way through
Like, that is too much.
Clothes.
No. But there is a pee alarm.
Why would you need that? You don't know when you pee?
Well, for kids that are having accidents in the middle of the night.
So why can't they just sleep through the night in their wet clothes?
Wake up, you just pee yourself.
12-year-old can't tell when they're wet?
Well, I don't really know.
Come on, Mom.
I'm basically a terrible mother. My kid will be in pull-ups until he's 18. I'm not sure.
Can't wait to show this to your son when he's older.
Oh, God, I'm really sorry, Grayson. You don't pee in the night, Cora, but you work on it.
So that's really funny. I could just imagine a kid in the dirt in the playground with just like wet himself and is like has this loud alarm going off for some reason. Why would you have to wear that at school? That's right? Really fucked up to put that on your kid when they go to school.
Because his mom wanted to torture him.
Like, it's already embarrassing enough if you wet yourself and people can tell. You don't need to like have an alarm going off.
Feed yourself.
This kid pissed his pants.
It's not cool to pee your pants.
Peeing your pants is cool. Consider me Miles.
Miles Davis.
Oh my god. Did you even get that joke?
Yes, I started the joke.
She started it.
Don't be a dick, Amy.
I'm just making sure because you've seen about 5 movies. I just That's didn't know if Billy Madison was well, one Billy. Of them.
I watch quality movies and quality television.
No, you don't.
Yes, I clearly do.
Yay, Billy Madison. Making a
Billy Madison cameo. Yes.
In our podcast.
Exactly.
Quality movies.
You guys remember that amazing movie from the early 90s?
Pretty so much good. The best era ever. I believe.
For film? Not really.
For music, film, everything.
No, you're wrong. Oh.
Fashion?
No.
100%.
100% fashion.
Yes.
Fashion.
That dark lipstick is making a comeback.
It Amy actually was rocking some dark lipstick the other day, and she was looking the bomb.com.
Oh, you're so sweet.
She did. She looked good.
You're oh, so ow!
I know. But she won't wear it at work because she's a weirdo.
It's weird to wear lipstick at work. This is not related to the podcast that we should be discussing.
I'm sorry.
We turned into a beauty podcast.
I mean, if we want to talk about fashion, we should talk about Mark Duplass's choice of wardrobe, which is mostly just like
wetsuits,
running clothes.
Well, like the first one was like bicycle pants or something, like super duper tight,
very tight running leggings.
Running, should we call them? Oh. Reggings.
I think they're called running leggings.
Oh. Well, they had, I like the zipper on the butt. Reggings is fine. I enjoyed the reggings with the zipper on the butt.
I didn't notice the zipper on the butt.
Oh, come on. That's where he kept his key.
Okay.
To his house.
Oh, okay. Like underneath. Yeah. I have pants like that.
You would.
I do have running leggings.
Do you call them reggings?
I don't.
You should. And then, when he's like, it's very cold outside, we should wear hats and a very light jacket is what he ended up wearing.
Wait, he told him it's very cold out and you need to wear a jacket. He finds Peach Fuzz, does a dance, and then they wear hats.
Give them no jackets. And they wore, like, summer in San Diego jackets.
Yeah.
I was very confused.
It was not summer. You mean winter in San Diego jackets.
Well, we don't
in have... In summer, we don't wear jackets at all because it's hot.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Like, in winter here is still pretty warm.
But warm, but cool enough to wear that kind of jacket.
Yeah, like a windbreaker.
Yes. Minus the plastic feel. I'm just saying. I'm a fan.
Okay.
And well, there was no
You
hood.
Don't have to be a fan of it.
Fair.
Sorry, Carly. Would you like to talk?
Like, I'm sure it's warm in winter in San Diego.
Yeah, I mean,
I liked their hats. I wanted one of their hats.
Yeah, those hats are great.
I did. They had, like, the double ear flap going on.
Yeah.
Where it looked like a little lamb. And then it was like, just kidding, big ear flaps.
Yeah.
I like that.
Little lamb.
Like little lamb ears. Dee-dee-dee.
Okay. I didn't see that.
I'm going to have to pull it up.
It's okay. All right. Is there anything else to talk about with this movie?
I don't know. It was pretty much the best movie I've ever seen. Except I was incredibly bored at the beginning.
You were bored?
Yeah, because I'm like, when is something going to happen? I was like waiting for like it to be scary, and it wasn't ever scary. It was just like I didn't know horror movies weren't always scary.
There's atmospheric films that are just kind of creepy feeling and not really very scary.
And is that what this was?
I would think so. But it's, you know, usually...
More like a mental kind of...
Yeah, like atmospheric movies usually have really good cinematography. This movie does not have that.
No, it does not.
But it is, you know, it's mostly like just creepy and makes you feel uncomfortable and not really actually scary. There's more of a psychological aspect, like Carly just said, to it, which I think... can be even scarier to a certain extent.
Usually, like you feel how that character feels.
Yeah. Right. Right. And I definitely got that towards, like, the end when he was done being with him personally.
Yeah.
Then I was like, oh, this is where it goes.
Yeah.
But I felt like Joseph, I'm sorry, I don't know their real names. It is just Joseph was, like, trying to, like, father Aaron.
Yeah.
Right? Where he's like, okay, you're not going to drive home. Okay. I was like, wow, he is your child today. And then when he was having dreams about him in the hot tub, that made me very
That
happy.
Was weird, right?
But that's definitely got to be where he was trying to, like, be funny, right?
I don't know. I thought it was he was trying to be creepy at that point. Why would you be dreaming about someone like that?
Well, he was like the baby wolf.
Yeah, it's weird.
Well, I mean, but he had, like...
And then he got a baby wolf in the mail the next day, which is even creepier. Like, it's just a coincidental, I'm assuming, because I don't think Joseph could actually know what you're dreaming about unless he heard him say that, which he totally could have.
And I thought that's where, like, it was creepy. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I thought that's where the movie was going. I didn't realize until Aaron was stupid, until I figured out he was a dumbass, that he was going to die. I thought it was just straight up going to be creepy, and I couldn't figure out how it was going to end.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then when he died, I was like, oh. That makes sense.
Yeah.
You're dumb.
He is dumb. He's dumb for going. But that park looked pretty busy from, like, the shots that Mark Duplass did before in the video he sent to him.
Right. So, like, there was cars going by and stuff.
Yeah, so it's weird that he felt comfortable enough to just swing an axe at his head in the middle of this park.
I would have brought someone with me if I was Aaron.
Totally. Right? I would have been staying at someone else's house, like, that whole time. I wouldn't have gone home.
I was thinking the same. I would have gone home not knowing that he knew where I lived. And then once I realized he knew where I lived, I would go and stay somewhere nobody would find me.
I guess that's why I have a million dogs, though, is that guy never would have made it in my house.
Yeah. That's true.
Without me knowing.
That's true.
Right.
That's
true. Puppy alarms.
All right, now I need to get another dog.
See? Yeah.
It's time.
All right.
Just for this movie alone.
You were getting a little creeped out when he was going through the house.
Yeah, I was like, because that's real shit. Yeah. Like, people are really that weird.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, so now tonight I'm not going to sleep with my window open. Thank you. Because people could be coming through my backyard.
Who are these people?
Joseph.
Coming.
He might be.
But there's no crime where you live. You always that's talk fact. About it.
That's true statement.
Except for that one time.
We don't talk about that.
All right.
I think that's it.
I'm converted.
Yeah.
Not to real horror movies.
We made
this
a monster.
This is a real horror movie. This is a legit horror movie. If we look it up on IMDb, right, I'm going to go to IMDb right now. I'm going to go to Creep.
You know what I think of? TLC.
Look at this. What does it say?
Horror thriller.
Horror movie. Legit horror movie. They're not even pretending to call it something else. It doesn't say comedy anywhere. You watched a legit horror movie and you enjoyed it.
I kind of did.
Congratulations.
I may be a baby monster.
You're a little baby monster.
I can be a baby monster.
And we can grow you into a bigger monster, possibly.
We should have ratings, like different stages of the monster.
You're in the baby stage of
I'm
monsters.
I'm in the baby stage of the monsters.
We'll take it.
I'll take it.
I think I have little horns.
That's
growing.
Exceeding my expectations.
I can't believe I'm saying this, to be honest.
I can't believe you are either.
No.
Very strange.
But I'm very excited.
I appreciate it. I really appreciate you coming on. I really didn't think I'd ever even get you on here because I can never get you to watch movies, period.
You have
let
to
alone
just force
a horror
me.
Movie.
Sushi, booze, force. Works every time.
I don't want people to think that about me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That I force people to do things.
Booze, and that's all it takes.
Really. As a disclaimer, people come of their own accord.
We call them victims as a joke, really. There's no chains involved.
Amy, can you untie my feet now?
Stop it.
You can let her go. She liked it.
Oh my God. I said I liked it. Please let me go.
Please let me go. Please.
I promise I didn't, like, try to murder you or anything. Not even a little bit. Okay, so we made Tali into a little baby monster, the cutest little baby monster. And hopefully we can get her back here and we can try again making her a little bit, feed the monster a little bit.
Rawr.
Oh, very scary. Next week, we are watching Hush and The Invitation. Both are available on Netflix. These are two of my favorite horror movies of 2016, so I'm really excited. I'm really excited to talk about these, and I think that they're both fun. So please watch those ahead of time. I'll be sure to tweet that to you guys later. We're also working on getting some stickers out, stickers done with our logos. We'll have both the Let's Make a Monster logo on one, and our Final Girls logo will be on the other. So if you review and subscribe on iTunes and send us an email, we'll send you some free stickers. We'll probably have the stickers within the next couple weeks, I would imagine. Let's hope, fingers crossed. Carly, is there anything you're doing, want to talk about, whatevs, before we close out?
I need to catch up on American Horror Story, if anybody's watching. And Exorcist, if anybody's watching, totally, just the last episode, really, they brought something up there, which was really interesting, if anybody's watching that and would like to chat about it. I don't think Amy has watched anything at all yet.
I watched the first episode, and then I went to watch the second episode, and they showed previously on, and I was like, I don't remember any of this stuff. So I might have been drinking the first time I watched it.
I hope so.
I might need to go back in and rewatch it. I don't know. Maybe I'll just watch the second one and hopefully it all comes back to me.
It'll be fine. I think that it'll be fine.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm going to catch up. Now that 31 and 31 is over, which thank God I finished, I think I'll have more time to watch some TV shows and catch up on some of these other movies. I watched Pontypool the other night, which was really fun and interesting, and I think I might want to do an episode on that. And we have some good episodes coming up. Carly and I are really excited about the movies that we get to talk about this month.
And yeah, we are. I'm so excited.
For sure. So we have some good stuff coming up for you. Thanks, Tali, for coming by today. We really appreciated having you.
Thank you. Thank you. Shout out to Maboo, Danny Vaughn, your number one listener.
Aw, yes. Thank you, Danny Vaughn, for being our number one listener. also, thanks to Troy from Cave Bastard for our song Sequencing the Drone. I almost said it right that time. How come I can never say it?
Sequencing.
Say it for me.
Sequencing the Drone.
Very good. Thank you. And Jason Link for our amazing logo. Please visit finalgirlshorrorcast.com for their contact information if you're interested in using them for any projects you might have. Also, thank you to my friend Christina, who is a future Let's Make a Monster victim, for our Let's Make a Monster logo. She made that for us. So if you get to ever see that,
it's so cute. I love it.
It's a really cute cartoon of me and Carly forcing people to watch movies via Clockwork Orange contraptions.
An accurate portrayal.
Yeah, yes,
absolutely.
She didn't even know what that was when I first showed it to her. I'm like, can you make it me and Carly and we're doing something like this? And she's like, okay. but it came out really great, and I'm really excited to have that logo also. I think it'll be a cool sticker to have too. So anyway, that's it for today. We'll see you next week when we look at Hush and The Invitation, and that's it. See you guys.
Bye.
Bye.